Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It's finally happened, Bob. For months I've been talking about how awful I thought Robert Pattinson as the Batman was going to be. You and I headed along with Whitey to the Chaffey Theatre on Friday and we saw the Batman.
Packed crowd too.
There was quite a few people there. It was a really good vibe actually. I quite enjoyed it. We got a great seat and we saw Robert Pattinson as Batman. This is kind of, I guess, an early movie review with just a lot of, I just want to talk through my thoughts through it.
It's just a movie review.
It was a 3-hour long movie as well, though. So I don't really remember what happened. I kind of tapped out in the middle there. Okay. But overall, I think I've got the gist of it. I do just want to start by talking about the start of the film because obviously it's building up. You're going to see Robert Pattinson. They bring him in quite early, right?
I guess so. I wouldn't have thought abnormally so.
And then he appears and I just think of this. When I was a young full emo boy.
that's the take.
Full emo boy. And that leads us into the film. First thoughts for me, Bob, I was very scared. It's scary.
It's a serial killer movie.
Yeah. Well, I would argue it's a thriller turned disaster movie. It's like two films put into one. I don't want to give too much away either because there's probably a lot of people who haven't seen it. Robert Pattinson as Batman. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as I thought because of the angle they took on taking it away from it being really cartoony and, I don't know, like the comics. It's certainly going down a more grungier, darker side. And I think Robert Pattinson was actually okay for that. I wasn't offended. I didn't sit there the whole time thinking Twilight quotes in my head. Like, that was fine.
Because he's an actor. He's a professional pretender of being someone else.
He's actually okay at it.
What did you think of him as Bruce Wayne? Because that had a little bit of disconnect for me actually seeing Robert Pattinson. I didn't like his t-shirts.
Yeah, this is where it kind of took a turn for me. In saying that Robert Pattinson is okay as Batman, I've discovered that the whole idea of Batman as a character is awful. It is terrible. He's just a sad boy. Like, get up, grow up, especially like you said, Robert Pattinson. He was very like played almost younger and not as put together. He was, like I said, t-shirts and really casual. I didn't like that. It was just a guy sad all the time who went out and was like, I am vengeance, and that was okay to attack people.
That's the take. That's what Robert Pattinson's doing. That's why there's another Batman, because they've got something to do with it.
Also, though, Who is stupid enough to live in Gotham? Like, the whole concept of this city is insane. No one would live there. The army would have been called in a very long time ago. And quite frankly, it'd probably be better if that whole city was just wiped off the map.
That's often the take, but often it's just the lot you have in life. You know, you get born, it's the birthplace lottery.
You could just move out. Just leave.
You might not have the means, you know. Catwoman's sort of living a bit rough. She can't afford to go off. It's where she grew up. Maybe all her stuff's in Gotham.
Yeah, but if you're being attacked every other day by creepy-looking dudes in masks, I'd probably get out of there.
You'd want to. I don't believe you'd want to. I think it's a little harder to pack up and leave everything you've ever known.
Look, the moral of the story now is that I'm fine with Robert Pattinson as Batman. I'm not okay with the Batman. It's stupid. The whole concept of that character, dumb, sad boy, get over it, move on. I understand your parents died. It's really sad. You don't have to become vengeance.
That's not what I expected. So the new angle you actually quite like, you just have a problem with the entire 80-plus year of the character.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to take it on head on. That's my thoughts on the Batman.
Huge take.